escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And in the loop with us and yourself is the presumable, I believe he's the left guard for your Houston Texans. I mean, I'm just going off of what I can see. Maybe he can confirm it for us. It is Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, what's happening, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm here out here just working, man.
We see it. I wanted to start here because, you know, I was doing a little bit of snooping, and I believe on Instagram your name appears as Lakin the Jamaican Tomlinson.
Wagwan.
Hey, there we go. I like it. All right, so nicknames is a big deal in sports, especially football. Like, do dudes actually call you the Jamaican, or is that something that you have brought upon yourself?
Nah, it's just something I'm extremely proud about. I take a lot of pride in my heritage. You know, obviously, you know, growing up there, lived in Jamaica for 10 years and moved to the States. So I take a lot of pride, you know. So every time I greet someone, especially in the locker room,
yeah,
I always say Wagwan.
Wagwan.
That's just my little piece that I, you know, share with my teammates.
All right, so you didn't just move to the United States; you moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about culture shock. Going from Jamaica to Chicago at 10 years old, was that one of those like, hey, I want to go back?
I mean, you know, it was cool seeing snow for the first time. But for like 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, I don't know about this. You know? it was a big culture shock. And, going from, you know, the culture that I had in Jamaica, me and my family, to the inner city of Chicago, it was very different. Different for me as a kid, you know, 10 years old, experiencing new things, you know, living in the inner city and adjusting to all, you know, everything that's going on in the community. It was tough, but, you know, I had uncles that were there, living there. They helped me adjust. And, I had actually a really good mentor I matched up with in the eighth grade that, you know, really took care of me.
And I'm sorry. I don't know if this is accurate or not because it's just from snooping, like Reggie said. Did you play soccer a lot in Jamaica?
Oh, yeah.
And that has to have been
football.
Football, yeah, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, we're both soccer guys here. So
I'm a football guy.
You're preaching to the choir. We both are big fans. Liverpool, by the way. But anyway.
Also Liverpool?
No, I'm just saying.
So how much does that help you once you transition to football?
Man, you know, growing up, I mean, a little bit about me, I was like the youngest of like a group of like 8, 9 boys growing up in my community. So we competed a lot. So, we played a lot of soccer, a lot of cricket, and I just kind of grew up competing, you know. So that competitive nature as a young age in that environment, it definitely transitioned over when I started playing football in the United States, American football in the United States.
Yeah.
And, I did track, I did wrestling, did basketball. I just love to compete, you know. So that childhood that I had definitely helped me a lot in sports.
Now, you compare that, you talk about competition. That's been the watchword, it feels like, for the team here with D'Amico, with Cole. What has been your experience, especially for a vet like you? You've played a lot of places, with being in that O-line room in particular. How does that compare to the other places, other stops you might have made?
It's been extremely great. Obviously, working with Pop and the guys here, you know, Titus, Blake, all those guys that have already been here, it's been great. And, you know, guys are trying to do something special here. Mm-hmm. I can feel that coming in from the get-go. So, you know, it makes it that easy for me to just kind of be myself. Come in, be about my business, come in, be about my work, and, you know, show the team what I can give, you know, as a player.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been great, you know, obviously working with those guys.
So, obviously, the offensive line is trying to set the mindset. Everybody has talked about it, about we're going to establish the mindset. Last couple of days seems to be, you know, pretty successful doing that. Are you guys starting to kind of catch on with collectively what you're trying to do?
We are here just grinding every day. We're working every day, man. And obviously, you know, we're leaning on everything Coach Pop is teaching us. And, you know, we're coming together as a group and trying to build that chemistry one day at a time here in training camp.
Yeah. What about the style of play? Because it's something that you probably are a little familiar with, but it's new for everybody right now.
Yeah, man, it's been great. You know, obviously Nick has a style of offense that he wants to establish here. And guys are buying into it. And, you know, all we can do right now is just come out here with, you know, with a great attitude and just, you know, work our tails off, you know. And it's been great so far.
Now, you are been playing left guard, and a guy who has popped in at left tackle a little bit has a lot of interest. He's a early round draft pick and big boy. Obviously, Ariate Ursary. What has been able to work next to him and being a vet? What is that relationship? What has that experience been like thus far? And what can you tell us about his development early on?
Man, Tay's been awesome, man. He's a young kid that listens, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, coming with a ton of talent. You know, being a high draft pick, and you know, what exciting thing about him that you know the mental steps that he's taken so far. Obviously, he hasn't physically, yeah. but the mental steps he's taken so far. Just listening to coaches, listening to the players. You know, we got some vet players in the room. It's been awesome for him, and you know that can take him a long way. So it's really cool to see that, you know, young.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does he have going for him? Because Titus was talking earlier, or last week maybe, about he's further along than I was, you know, when I came in. What are you seeing from him?
I'm seeing a lot of talent, and that mental. That, the thing is, that mental step that he's taking, you know, mm-hmm. he's executing that on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so when you see that in a young player, man, it's truly awesome because you know that he's sitting down there, he's listening to the coaches, he's listening to the scheme, and then he's trying to figure out, you know, from teammates around him how to execute the scheme at a high level.
Yeah.
So when you see a young guy really buying into that, ooh, it's awesome. It's really awesome.
Yeah. We're talking to Lake and Tomlinson here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm always very intrigued, especially at the offensive line. Those trenches, y'all are athletes. Y'all might be the premier athletes out here on this field. Who's the strongest person that you've played with or against in your career thus far?
Strongest, with or against? We got some pretty strong guys here. I was going to say, you know, it's in my career. I mean, shoot, 11 years. Man, I got to watch some tape. But I played against a lot of great people, you know, over the years. But, you know, we got a ton of talent here.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously our defensive line is extremely talented. And it's been amazing working with those guys.
Yeah. So we were talking right before you came up about, and it was a little off sports topic, about things you kind of, that irritates you about your job. And I look up and the entire offensive line is doing push-ups. I'm like, that's got to be irritating for those guys. Because I thought you had a good day. Is that one of the things that, what was going on there?
Man, you know, we have a high expectation for ourselves, you yeah. know. Good day, bad day, whatever. We're out here working, you know, yeah. and we have the standard that we're trying to establish. And, you know, that's just part of, you know, what everybody's buying into. Mm-hmm. That's what guys came in February, March, April, whenever, how guys were here, however long guys were here. Whenever I came in and saw everybody working, that's the standard that we established from the get-go. So
you didn't quite feel like you got there.
Man, you know, we're here working. Yeah. And you see something we can do better, we're going to do better. You know what I'm saying? So we're out here working, man, and I'm just so excited that everyone's bought into everything that we got going on. Coach Pop doing an amazing job with the guys in the room. And, man, it's been awesome.
Now, look, I might be treading, a tightrope here. So you could just plead the fifth if you need to. I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. But, I mean, from the outside, it does seem like this offense has a lot of places that it can go. It feels like it has the possibility of being very multiple. How complex does it feel like, you know, kind of what you're working in on is compared to some of your other stops in your career? Does it feel like it's more, or is it kind of in line with some of the places that you've been?
Man, you can't wait till week one?
Come
on, man.
I'm in front of you. We were having a good time. I was just trying to see. And that's why I said, look, you can plead the fifth if you need to. You want to plead the fifth
yeah,
here?
Yeah, come on, man.
I got a question that I know you're going to have a strong opinion on. Who's the greatest reggae artist not named Bob Marley? And why is it Peter Tosh?
Man, you know, they got my man Vibes Cartel right now. He's been a superstar for a really long time. And he's like the next Jamaican icon. He's going global right now. So go check him out. Vibes
All right.
Cartel.
All right. You a Peter Tosh guy?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Nah. But, you know, there's a lot of young reggae artists coming out there. But Vibes been around for a while. And, you know, he just came back out. And he's doing his thing, man. Has a couple tours here in the States. And he's moving around.
Last thing from me. This guy doesn't like deep dish pizza.
What do you mean?
Who said that?
You did.
Who said that?
Come on, man.
I prefer a thinner brand of pizza. I'm gonna be honest.
You a New York guy? New York
I mean, style? I'm not a New York guy, but I mean, New York style would get me. But the thing that I've heard is that Chicago folks don't even really be eating deep dish like that. Like, that's more of a tourist thing, anyways.
Who said that?
Yeah, you eat deep dish, don't you?
I eat deep dish.
Okay, all right. I could be wrong there.
I mean, am I considered a tourist now that I don't live there?
I don't think so. I would never say that to your face. What's something about offensive line play that we on the outside just don't get right in your perspective?
I mean, a lot of people don't see the amount of work that we put in with offensive linemen. I mean, obviously what people see is the work that we put in games and throughout the season. But there's a lot that goes into offensive line play, especially this day in offensive line. You know, guys are working year-round, and it's a nonstop thing. And when you're thinking about your craft, especially a young player in this day and age in offensive line, you're working year-round.
Yeah.
And, you know, how fast can you develop your technique to be an effective offensive lineman in a league where you can service your team? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the challenge right now for young offensive linemen. So a lot of people don't really see that, but when we come out there and we do our thing, they see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they see the production. Mm-hmm. They're also going to see, and this has been a big story, C.J. Stroud saying, I want more control, more say in things. We're seeing it out on the field. How are you seeing it from where your perspective? C.J. Stroud taking
man,
over.
Man, fantastic young man. He's taking charge of the offense, man, and he's doing his thing out there. I love the way he talks to the guys. You know, he comes up to everybody and talks to them, has our little handshake thing going on. Guys really appreciate stuff like that. And when you have a young guy, you know, a young quarterback that can do that with guys and connect with guys on that type of level, it's fantastic for the offense.
How does he remember all the handshakes?
That's him. He's the quarterback. You got to remember all the plays.
Doesn't he have like 20?
Yeah, like, how many plays we got? Exactly. Come on. He's a quarterback now. Come on.
Y'all got one as well?
Yeah, we got one.
Okay. All right. I love that. All right. One of the things about this team is the defensive line is incredible, right? Especially you talk about the ends, Will and Daniil. There's a lot of things to be impressed about. From an offensive line perspective, what catches your attention the most? What is the thing that you go, damn, when you look at those guys' work?
Obviously, you know, these guys are a very physical front, you know, extremely talented. And this has been amazing working with them so far. Really good for us. You know, having Coach Miko has this saying, iron sharpens iron, right? So we have a defensive line like that, we're only going to make each other better.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to have that in training camp.
Last thing for me anyway, culture is another catchphrase here. It seems to be very real. Everywhere you've been, as long as you've played, people always talk about culture. Is it just more real in some places than others?
It's definitely a real thing, man. And, you know, I've been places, you know, where I get to experience great culture, and this is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, with Coach Miko setting the tempo, having the coaches in the building, the staff in the building, down to, you know, everybody. You know, the culture here is amazing, and guys feel it, and we're trying to express that on the field, too.
All right, before we let you go, I know you're a video game guy, but I think there's two types of video game guys, right? I think there's, like, I play sports games, and I play, like, Elden Ring and all those types of games. What kind of video game guy are you?
Ah, man. Okay. So I'm kind of a little bit all over the place.
Uh-huh.
You know, I definitely first person, you know, FPS.
Yes, okay. So the Call of Duties, Battlefield type games.
Yeah, but I'm a like an intense like fighting game guy though.
Oh,
Mortal Kombat. You know, like Street Fighter, like old school type. I'm like hardcore. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Smash Brothers. That's what we played when we was a kid.
We can get together on Smash Bros.
You don't want no smoke.
What's the main on Smash Bros?
Fox. I'm talking about OG Smash.
Okay. I'm a Kirby guy, so you probably not going to like me. And I'm a button masher on Mortal Kombat.
See,
I done messed it all up here, right?
Ah, yeah.
Lakin, we appreciate you sitting down with us. Appreciate you giving us a little bit of time, and hopefully we have a really good season where your name doesn't get called at all, because obviously that's a good thing for the offensive line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you,
brother. Appreciate you stopping by. That's Lakin Tomlinson, offensive lineman for your Houston Texans here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you jumping in with us. I feel like now we have to go around the NFL, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
So I guess let's jump right from Lakin Tomlinson. Again, appreciate him sitting down with us. Why'd you say reggae like that?
Reggae. You always gonna say
he
reggae.
Said reggae.
Reggae.
I feel like that was.
That's
also
how the OGs say it.
See,
look it up.
I don't like that. That's your excuse every time. It's just that's how the OGs.
That's the
say
first
it.
Time I've ever used that excuse in my life. In my life, that's the first time, because it was appropriate. Ask any OG. It's reggae.
Okay.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.